بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. Now, this will be the class on Tawheed for level 2. There are three things that we should know. Not only know, but also to do accordingly, according to these three things. These are three great foundations in Islam. The first one is knowing our Lord Allah. Knowing our Lord Allah. We went over this in the first level. So who is Allah? Allah is the creator who created everything, who created the heavens, the earth, the night, the day, the sun, the moon, the seas, us, the one who sends the rain, the one who gives us. So therefore, He is the one whom should we obey and worship. He hears, He sees, He knows everything. Nothing is hidden from Him. Even if you whisper, even if you think about something, He knows of it. And He knows that you will think about something before even you were created. And therefore, He deserves to be worshipped alone. No one else with Allah. Nothing with Allah to be worshipped. To give it any worship, we call Allah alone. We seek help from Him. And we love Him. What is love? When we say we love Allah and we love Islam, it means we follow what Allah tells us to follow and what His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us to follow, and we keep away from what Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us to keep away from. This is the meaning of love. So simply, love is following. This will bring the love of Allah. Meaning, Allah will love a Muslim who follows Him and follows the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the meaning of love in Islam. So the first foundation is to know Allah. The second foundation, to know our deen, to know Islam. What is the meaning of Islam? The meaning of Islam is that we submit to Allah in Tawheed. Remember the first level, what is Tawheed? We submit to Him as the only true God who deserves to be worshipped alone. Also, this means we keep away from shirk. In level 1, we learned a little bit about shirk. And shirk is to say or to believe that such and such person or such and such thing is a partner with Allah, or to make dua to other than Allah, or to swear by other than Allah, like saying by the sun, by the moon, by such and such person, even not to say by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the deen of Islam. This is the meaning of Islam. Simply means to worship Allah alone, submit to Him, worshipping Him alone, and keeping away from shirk, from all kinds of shirk. Now you can go and check in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 19. قال الله تعالى إن الدين عند الله الإسلام إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. Truly the deen, the religion with Allah is Islam. The third one is that we know our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we learned in level 1 great things about our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His name is Muhammad bin Abdullah, the son of Abdul Muttalib, the son of Hashim. And Hashim is from the tribe of Quraysh, and Quraysh is from the Arab tribes, and he is the final and last and best of the messengers. We love him. The Muslim loves the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we follow his teachings, and we know that what he told us about Islam is correct and true. And this means we follow his way, and his way is called the Sunnah. This is the meaning of knowing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And these matters we have to give them special attention, because when the person dies, he will be asked about these three things. Who is your Lord? What is your deen? What is your religion? And who is your Prophet? And we are talking about these things now so that we know and act. Not only know, if we know that Allah is our Lord, then we should love Him and worship Him alone. If we know that Islam is the only true religion which Allah loves and accepts, then we should obey and keep away from shirk. And if we know who is our Prophet, it means we love him and we follow him. You heard me saying the word worship. What is worship? This worship is called in Arabic Al-Ibadah. And Al-Ibadah, worship, is everything that Allah loves and accepts, from sayings, from what we say, and from the actions, like dua, calling Allah, like salah, the prayers, like giving charity to the poor, like fasting, like worship of Allah by visiting the Kaaba in Mecca. All of these are worships. Like you take a harmful object, something harmful off the way. This is worship. Like being good to parents. This is very important. This is worship. Like giving a smile to your brother or your Muslim friend. This is worship. So, remember, when you want to say something, when we want to do something, in our heart, we should have intention. I intend to do this because Allah loves it. And now, the second thing is, I will be following the teaching of Islam in what I say, and I what will not say, in what I do, and I will not do, for the sake of Allah alone. This is the thing which makes our act of worship accepted to Allah. So we don't do things in order to show off. This will be shirk. Like we are doing some share of it to other than Allah. This is called shirk. Showing off in Arabic is called riya. So this is the meaning of correct worship in Islam. Now we want to talk about the levels of Islam, the levels of the deen. Our deen is Islam. It has levels. Like you have a building and it has levels. Islam, our deen, has levels. They are three. They are three levels. First level is Islam. First level is Islam. Second level is Iman, faith, belief. Third level is Ihsan. Third level is Ihsan. And we'll talk about each one now. The third level is Ihsan. So, the levels are Islam, Iman, and Ihsan. It's like having three circles within each other. The larger circle is Islam. The second inside this larger circle is Iman. And inside the circle of Iman is Ihsan, the circle of Ihsan. Islam has pillars. Now we talk about Islam. We said the first level is Islam. Islam now has pillars. And its pillars are five. Yani upon which it is built. It has five pillars. First is the Shahada. What does this mean? The Shahada. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. The Shahada means there is no true God who deserves to be worshipped except Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. And Muhammad is his messenger. This is the Shahada. This is the key for someone to enter Islam. No one can enter Islam from the non-Muslims except he should believe and say the Shahada and learn to do the acts of worship. The second is Salah, prayers. To pray to Allah alone. And the way we pray to Allah alone is as our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed us how to pray. We follow his way. Salah. And we will talk about the Salah in another class. The third is Zakah. And this means to give a Zakah means to give charity, known amount of it, to the poor and the needy, and to others, as we will talk about in another class, inshallah. The fourth pillar is fasting the month of Ramadan. Fasting the month of Ramadan, which means we worship Allah by fasting the month of Ramadan. And one should train himself on fasting, even if he is a child. Should train himself on fasting during the month of Ramadan, so that when he becomes adult, everything is easy for him. The fifth pillar is Hajj, Al-Hajj, to make the journey to Mecca to worship Allah by visiting the Kaaba and do other acts of worship in Mecca. This is to be done once in life for the person who is able to do that. These are the pillars of Islam. In all of these pillars, we do these for the sake of Allah. All of these are worship of Allah. So they must be done sincerely for Allah alone and in the way described by our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and following the early Muslims from the companions, as-Sahaba. They were the closest to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they learned so much from him. They are a great example for us to do the things right. Now, this is the first level, which is Islam. The second level is Al-Iman. Iman means to have firm belief in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, and the last day, and in Al-Qadr. It's good and it's bad. So these are the pillars of Iman. We'll go over them one by one. The pillars of Iman. Iman is to believe, firm belief in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, the last day, and in Al-Qadr. It's good and it's bad. First, belief in Allah. This means believing, as we discussed in level 1, the Tawheed, that Allah is the Lord, that He deserves to be worshipped alone, without partners, and third, we believe in everything that He described Himself. He said He hears, so we believe He hears. But His hearing is not like ours. He said that He sees, so we believe He sees. But not like our seeing. Our seeing is weak. Allah's seeing is perfect. He hears everything. We hear, but our hearing is weak. It's not perfect. But Allah's hearing is perfect. If all the people in the world would speak at the same time, and each will speak something different from the other, Allah hears them all and knows everyone what He heard. And Allah said about Himself that He has a magnificent face, but it is not like our faces. You have a face, and the cat have a face. Is your face like the face of the cat? Certainly no. So Allah is the best example. He said that he has a face. So we know that his face is not like ours. Why? Because Allah said about himself, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing is like him. Remember that. So, we believe in all of his names and in all that which he described himself with. And we say that there is nothing like him in all of that. This is the belief in Allah. The belief in the angels, we believe that Allah created them from light. And they don't stop worshipping Allah. And some of them have wings, 2, 3, and more. And the greatest of the angels is Jibreel, alayhi salam, whom Allah sent to all the messengers, telling them the words of Allah, to call people to Islam. And Jibreel alayhi salam brought down the words of Allah, which is the Quran, brought down that to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam from Allah. And that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw him having 600 wings. There are many angels, each having a certain thing to do, which Allah gave them as assignments. We believe in the messengers. Those whom we know of their names, which Allah told us about, and those whom we don't know of their names, because Allah told us some of their names and some of their stories in the Quran, how they called their people to Tawheed, and how their people rejected them, many of their people rejected them and harmed them, but they were patient and they were guidance to the people before. And our messenger is the last messenger and final prophet. To all mankind, Allah sent him. And from the great messengers are Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa, Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, Jesus, and Muhammad alayhim as-salam. They called for Tawheed. They were all Muslims. And that the best of the messengers is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The belief in the last day is to believe for sure that Allah will bring an end to this world. Everyone will die. After that, Allah will bring them to from their graves, and they will stand to know of what they did. Those who accepted Islam and followed the deen will end up in paradise. And those who died as kafirs, non-believers, or mushriks who took up partners with Allah in worship and who died on that, they will end up in hell. No injustice will be done to anyone, because Allah is all just, most merciful. The belief in Al-Qadr is good and bad. Al-Qadr means pre-decree. It means pre-decree. This is the meaning of Qadr. In English, it is pre-decree. Allah said that He created everything by a decree, meaning He set for everything a measure. And He recorded everything in a book. He wrote everything in a book. This person will be created on this day. He will die on this day. And that everything we do is written. And Allah brought it to exist, to come. He willed it to come. And that He knows everything. Before He created anything, He knows everything about it. Allah knows what took place in the past and what will take place in the future. And there is nothing hidden from Him. And that nothing takes place in this life, on earth, or in any place, without the will of Allah. Nothing will occur without the will of Allah. That everything that Allah willed to occur, will occur. And everything that Allah willed not to occur, will not occur. We don't know what Allah pre-decrees. We don't know. It is hidden from us. What is known is that Allah tells us to do all good and to keep away from all evil. And He made all the good known to us. And He made the all evil known to us. The meaning of Ihsan. The meaning of Ihsan, the third level of Deen is Ihsan. Ihsan means that we worship Allah as if we see Him. Although we don't see Him, He sees us. So what does this mean? This means that the person should be watchful of Allah, should have good intention, knowing that Allah sees him. When you come to pray, you worship Allah as if you see him, so that your worship, your salah, becomes good and acceptable to Allah. And when we want to do the acts of worship, we know that Allah sees us. And when we know that this is evil, we know that Allah sees us, so we shouldn't do it. To make this all the time present with the person, remembering that Allah sees him. When the person does this, his belief increases, becomes better and stronger. These are the levels of Deen. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make them easy to understand and to make them the benefit for myself and for all of you. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. This brings the end of the Tawheed level 2. The end of Tawheed level 2. We didn't do the belief in the books. Yes, we missed that. Let's then do this. We mentioned the pillars of Iman, of belief, and we said from that is the belief in the books, meaning that Allah sent books with the messengers to nations before and to all mankind with the messenger Muhammad, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some of these books Allah named, told us about. Some of these books which we know about and which Allah told us about, no changes occurred in them. People did not do any change in them. But some of them, people changed the word of Allah. And from these two we should know, they were the book which Allah gave to Musa alayhi salam, to Prophet Musa. Allah named it the Torah. And the Jews, this was sent to the children of Israel in Palestine long time ago. And some of the children of Israel, the Jews, changed in the Torah and made things which Allah did not. They changed things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not tell them to change. No one is to change the word of Allah. So the Torah, the changed one, which is with the Jews, is not acceptable anymore by Allah. The same with the book which Allah sent to Prophet Jesus, the Messenger Jesus alayhi salam. Jesus came after Musa. Isa alayhi salam came after Musa alayhi salam, and he was sent to the children of Israel in Palestine. Also, changes occurred in that book, which is called the Injil, the Gospel. Nowadays they call it the Bible. They changed the word of Allah there, and it's no more acceptable to Allah, because now it contains the truth and falsehood. And the same, the Torah contains the truth and falsehood. So Allah sent the Quran finally, cancelled all these books before, and Allah protected the Quran, and mankind are called to follow the Quran alone, because the deen which is accepted to Allah is Islam. Christianity and Judaism now are not accepted by Allah. And the Christians and the Jews are called to believe in Allah truly and to stay away from shirk and accept the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and believe in him as the last messenger. If they do, then they become Muslims. Also, any person on the earth is called to do the same. This is the belief in the books. And this concludes, therefore, this level 2. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.